ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
आज सतगुरुवार के दिन,
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु,
यादें लेकर,
कैरिंग एवरीवन्स लविंग रिमेम्बरेंसेस विद मायसेल्फ,
वतन में पहुंच,
एज आई रीच द सटल रीजन,
तो वतन में जाते ही क्या देखती हूँ?
What did I see?
कि वतन में बहुत सुंदर सजावट थी।
Subtle region was beautifully decorated.
सजावट के अंदर,
but within that decoration,
तीन प्रकार के सेक्शन,
there were four separate sections.
और चारों ही सेक्शन में अलग-अलग moving models.
In each of these sections, there were moving models.
Baba ne sab bachon ko aise haath kiya.
Baba spread out his arms, and many, many brothers and sisters got immersed in the subtle region. They were looking towards Baba, but of course, everyone's attention was drawn to the moving models. The children then tell Baba, can we go and observe these models? Can we see them? So Baba said, yes, go ahead. The first model, had beautiful rays of light spreading out. It was also very nicely decorated. So Baba said, children, go ahead. And as they went closer, they tried to go closer to the first model, the few steps, as they tried to climb the steps start shaking. So children start to feel that they're going to fall. Then the second step, some children were going to the second one. As they were trying to touch the second model, it was as though a current passes through them and they were kind of pushed back a little by the current. The third model, someone to see the model, you had to bow down a little, but there were not many children who were able to look at this model clearly. And then the fourth model, had a tilak on the center of the forehead, and that had to be touched. So in the first model was written, the step of Srimad. Baba then explained, there are some children who even now, they are placing their footsteps in the footsteps of Srimad, but at times they mix other directions in with that Srimad. And this is why at times their step, their path shakes. Secondly, Baba explained, there are some children, the second category, they are cooperating in the father's task. However, even then, there is the arrogance of I, there's no one like me, I'm doing everything. And so whatever they do, get engaged in, because of that arrogance of I, they at times start to feel that there is some emptiness inside. And then they keep thinking about it and make themselves unhappy. And then the third situation, the third model, on it was written, may you have a surrendered intellect. So Baba explained, some children start to think that we can accomplish a lot. There's science on one side that is doing a lot of good in the world, and on the other side, science is also an instrument for many fearsome scenes of destruction. So when the children, if the children don't have a surrendered intellect, they mix the dictates of their own mind in the Srimad. So rather than have attainments, they start to feel that they are empty inside. And then the fourth model was the one with tilak on the forehead. Baba then said this represents the stage of being the point, and it is very essential to maintain that stage at the present time. Apply a full stop to every situation, remain the detached observer, understand the power that is within that dot, the point. So those vibrations of that stage of the point is very important for transformation of the elements, transformation of the world. It's a rays that spread out through the point of light that can bring about transformation. So then once again Baba said, stabilize yourself in the respective stages in front of the models, as Baba explained. So once again the children go to the different models. In the first one again, they place their footstep on the footstep of Srimad. So when they place their footstep in that way, it's as though they experience all the treasures. And so they're attaining all the treasures. And then in front of the second model, they touch it in that right consciousness, and it's as though a fountain appears. Angels appear, and they bestow blessings. There were trays of jewels that were being shared with all. And then the third one represented the surrendered intellect. So when the children were standing in that stage, they were getting beautifully decorated themselves. And then for the last model, when the children were in that point stage, rays of light spread out from the children into the world. They themselves were becoming the self-sovereigns, the world sovereigns. Each one stage was becoming equal to the father, Bab Saman. So now, Baba explained, according to the time, the children have to pay special attention, be detached from every situation, every matter, go into the depth of following Srimad while doing service. Remember who is the one who is enabling you to carry out these tasks. Baba has made you the instrument. Don't allow any other dictates to get mixed into Srimad. Such are the times where things get mixed up a lot, so don't mix anything else into what Baba is telling you. Become the embodiment of whatever Baba is saying. The father wants to see the children stabilize themselves in their original stage, follow Srimad, surrender the intellect. Baba has already told you, in order to reveal or glorify the Father, remember that you have to become complete, perfect, and that is the only way to glorify the Father. Baba was also showering a lot of love in the children. Baba said, Baba's beloved children have come to Madhavan, and Baba is making all of you full. I then offered the bhog to Baba, and after that, I shared news of the souls for whom bhog was offered. Baba emerged those souls in front of him. Baba especially emerged, Naveen Bhai especially, in the entire family. Baba gave a lot of remembrances. Baba said, in every task of Baba's, these children have always remained close, the family especially. They always remain lost in Baba's love. Baba then offered the bhog, and Baba offered bhog to all those for whom special bhog had been offered. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone, and I returned. Om Shanti.